Yet another question that comes up with regard to Sheva Brachot is where the Sheva Brachot is taking place at Suda Shlishit on Shabbat. Now, there's a halacha in Hilchot Shabbat that after Shkia on Motzei Shabbat, one's not allowed to eat and drink anything before making Havdalah unless one is still as part of a Seudah. And the Magen Avraham says that the minhag is that at Birkat HaMazon, if one's benching after Tzeit HaKochavim, after nightfall, when there's already a chiyuv of Havdalah, then one doesn't say the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen over the kos, and one just makes a Havdalah afterwards. And in fact, generally speaking, the minhag is that even if you're benching over a kos at Suda Shlishit, you don't say you hold the kos for Birkat HaMazon, but you don't say Borei Pri HaGafen over it, and then you use it for Havdalah, and then you've said the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen there, and it's as if you've benched over the kos. Obviously, if you're benching certainly before Shkia, but in actual fact even before Tzeit HaKochavim, then you're allowed to drink from the kos. So the question comes up: Sheva Brachot takes place on Shabbat afternoon, and you're benching after Tzeit HaKochavim. Should you drink the kos of Sheva Brachot? So this is predictably a machloket in the poskim. It's interesting that it's not discussed by any of the earlier achronim, but it's discussed by contemporary poskim. Rav Moshe Sternbach has two tshuvot on the subject in Tshuvot Vanagot, Chelek Alashim Tafshin Mem Tet, and Chelek Betzim Tafresh Mem Zayin. He says that the practice of the Briska Rav, the Griz, and Reb Chaim, and others was to be makpid not to drink the kos after Sheva Brachot, so only to say six brachot, and then to say the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen at the time of Havdalah. However, he thinks that there are three reasons that one should bench over the kos and say the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen and drink it. Number one, he says there's a concern that the there's a din of Sheva Brachot Davka, and not Sheish Brachot. And if one were to leave the kos till after Havdalah, maybe that would be a big hefsek, and it would only be as if you've said six brachot rather than seven brachot. A further consideration is that even if you do leave the kos till afterwards, and therefore it's part of the Sheva Brachot and it will count as the seventh bracha, you're going to need there to be a minyan of people responding to that bracha. And very often when it comes to Havdalah, you haven't got a minyan of people listening. And then his third consideration is that the Magen Avraham, who says that you don't drink the kos of Birkat HaMazon after Tzeit HaKochavim, it's because that's only a minhag. People who don't always drink a kos of Birkat HaMazon, it's just on Shabbat they do, and that's a minhag, and therefore we won't override the prohibition against eating or drinking before Havdalah. But the kos of Sheva Brachot is me'ikah hadin, it's a chiyuv, and therefore it would make sense to say that one should drink it before before making Havdalah. There's also a tshuva on this subject in the Minchat Yitzchak, Chelek Gimel Siman Kufyud Gimel, and he also says that the minhag is to make the bracha on the kos and to drink it, but he does wonder why we don't actually give it to a katan to drink. There are other cases, like for example, if a chuppah takes place on a tanit zibur or a brit milah on a tanit zibur, we give the kos to a katan to drink. So why not in this case give the kos to a katan to drink? Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Hilchata in the second volume discusses this also. He brings both practices, seems to accord them equal legitimacy, either to say all seven brachot and to drink from the kos, or to say six brachot and then to use the kos for Havdalah and to drink from it then. I remember years ago when I was in yeshiva, there was a case where one of the ramim made a shev brachot in the yeshiva at Suda Shlishit, and the question came up when to, or how to do the Sheva Brachot and whether to drink the kos. They asked both Moriv Rabbi Harav Lichtenstein Zichrono Livracha and Moriv Rabbi Harav Amital Zichrono Livracha. Rav Lichtenstein's answer was it's machloket. Therefore, the best thing to do is to bench before Shkia, and then you don't get into any questions, and that way you avoid the problem. Rav Amital said that it's a machloket. But definitely don't bench before Shkia. His halachic approach was always there are answers to these questions. don't always need to dodge the issue, but formulate an answer. And he said that when he got married, there was exactly the same question that comes up very, very frequently. And at the Shabbat afternoon, Sudas Rishit, Sheva Brachot, there was the Machaber of a Sefer on the Halachot of Sheva Brachot. So they went up to him and asked him, you know, what should we do when it comes to benching? He said, no, when we get to benching, come to me at the end of the meal, ask me, I'll tell you what to do then. So they carried on eating. When it came to benching, they looked around for him and he disappeared. He didn't want to answer the Shaila. Adkan.